This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store. This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the...
It's Wednesday night. Welcome to the video store. We are your clerks.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
What a trip, man. I just had deja vu. I don't know what happened there.
The video is fucking with us.
Yes, we're a little late tonight. Sorry about that. But tonight, gentlemen. Chuck, are you okay over there?
Yeah, it just seems like everybody wants to bug me right now. Jesus Christ. I swear. Everybody's just like, hey, let's get a hold of him. We know he's got to do things he does on Wednesdays.
Tell him to fuck off. It's 9 o'clock.
Was it a customer?
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Justin
commented on our thread already. Justin is lurking nearby.
Oh, good. Well, welcome. Welcome to the store. We are your clerks. I'm Dave.
I'm Chad.
I'm Chuck.
Andrew.
And tonight we got a theme stuck in our head. It's called movie soundtracks. Music from the movies. An outstanding topic we decided to go over today, thanks to Chuck Nasty with the excellent suggestion. Let's talk music in movies. Gentlemen, I have a laundry list of favorite movie soundtracks, but why don't you guys go ahead? Since Chuck, it's your topic, why don't you start, sir?
Man, okay. When it comes down to soundtracks, there are four soundtracks that shaped my musical brain, I would have to say. And that was the Crow soundtrack.
Ah, yes.
The Last Action Hero soundtrack, Judgment Night soundtrack, and Lost Highway soundtrack.
Ooh.
Those are some of my favorites. Because the soundtracks, when a movie has a good soundtrack, good solid like track list, you know, matter if it's the score or the bands that are on it, it helps the movie. I've watched some movies that really aren't that great, or they're really slow, the music in the background kind of, you know, pushes me to keep watching it.
It's almost like some movies, the music is a character in itself, like Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
And the score itself becomes a character.
Yeah.
Those are some of the best. But and like you said with Lost Highway, sometimes you can have a not so great movie, but an outstanding soundtrack. I think maybe even Batman and Robin might fall under.
Lost Highway. I think Lost Highway was a good movie.
I thought it was kind of boring.
Weren't paying attention.
Maybe. I just thought I couldn't get into it. Maybe I was in a mood that night.
It's an acquired taste, and that movie, like
Twin Peaks-ish.
Well, I mean, it's made by the same guy, so it's a David Lynch film. You know, it's chock full of craziness, and I mean, it's one of those movies that you could watch like literally 1,000 times, and every time you watch it, you discover something new in it. It's so fucking weird, but it's got some of the best fucking scenes in it, though. I swear, I love that fucking movie, but. What are some soundtracks that you all like?
This could be a weird mix. It's Escape from New York. You already took one of mine, so I got to think of something else. Pick of Destiny. My pick was going to be Last Action Hero, but you already said it, so I got to.
No, I love the fact. I love the fact I'm not the only one that says it.
It's one of my favorite movies.
And I love
then,
Arnold Braunschweig.
I'm gonna go with
Bitty Baby Bubby Bunkers. Ah, didn't know I was gonna say that, did you?
The soundtrack to Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. I can dig that.
It really made the movie, because at some points I'm just like, God, this movie's still on.
And some soundtracks are like the perfect marriage between the music and the movie. Like Transformers, the movie. That was back in the 80s with the metal hair bands.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the perfect match.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh. What happened?
Kind of like Peacemaker is for DC.
Yeah. There's a lot of rock in it.
Now, Chad got a mixing board, so you might have to bear with me tonight because I'm probably going to push buttons like this.
The fucking Eagle
Double G. Snoop Dogg! Yeah, well, we hit with a copyright claim even though that was on the mixie board. I didn't put that on, I swear I didn't.
I think it's okay. I mean, I don't think...
Hmm?
I was saying, I don't think any of us are making any money off this podcast, so I don't think it really matters right now.
We don't get paid from the video store. We just get fucked. We just get fucked over everywhere we go. Oh, I hate these.
This is why we have each other.
Gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
But one of the best soundtracks, of course, everyone knows is Lost Boys because Cry Little Sister.
I mean, one song.
They have other songs. That's the only song I can remember, though.
I still
exactly. What other songs in that soundtrack stick out for you to say it's one of the best soundtracks? Lost now, Boys. One of the best singles for a soundtrack, I'll believe that.
Okay.
Songs on the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in the Shadows.
Stay in the night. Lost in the shadows. You know
that song they're playing whenever they're racing down the fucking beach trying to get to the point.
I like music,
yeah.
But I have no music talent.
It's okay.
I like you your ears. And of course, Pick a Destiny. Grunge try to kill the metal. But it was.
I always end up buying.
This stricken to the ground.
With Quentin Tarantino, because all his soundtracks are fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Like, he mixes it up pretty good.
Yeah, he's fucking a genius. He says he writes scenes to the song, like as he's listening to them.
I can totally believe that, especially freaking. Especially Inglourious Basterds, I'm like, he had to have thought about this stuff way before he did the music.
Right.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Fiction and just all them fucking movies are great.
Fucking
yeah.
Fucking love that movie.
What? Push button.
Those boards don't work on water.
I know we don't talk about them much, but like arguments aside, a lot of the Marvel movies, the soundtracks really make the movie.
The Avengers theme.
Yeah, exactly. Da da. Something.
I mean, the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack.
Oh my God.
Chandler. They're fun, aren't they?
They are fun.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead. I forgot about Beavis and Butthead.
But I know people don't like the DC movies, but some of the music on them have been pretty good.
Well, Hans Zimmer did the
Man of Steel, or as I like to call it.
Yeah. Well, because the John Williams score, to come away from that, because they decided they weren't going to use that, they were going to do their own thing. It made for a different movie, didn't it?
Yeah. That's yeah, John Williams is a lot more upbeat and hopeful, and Hans Zimmer darkness eyes. Which worked for Man of Steel because, well, everyone dies.
And don't forget Jaws, because as soon as you hear it, you know that fucking shark's coming. That's all you got to hear, too. Like the easiest thing in the world to play. I could play that.
Well, yes,
see, but when you do that, I want to go.
Oh my God!
Exit stage right.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't rehearse that at all.
Inspector Clouseau.
There, Daddy.
That was perfect.
But no, seriously, John Williams, when you mention him, he's one of the most iconic people, because whenever you hear dun 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 dun, like, you think of, like, oh no, where are they coming from?
Well, he's done, like, so many iconic fucking movies, like Indiana Jones, right? Like,
and not sure, so iconic movies.
Yeah, like, nobody else has that list of movies on their resume. He did Star Wars, Jaws, Indiana Jones.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
The Theme to Night Court or some shit.
Oh, Night Court.
The Theme to Night Court, really?
I don't know.
The Theme to Night Court.
Yeah, they talk about some shit. What the fuck did they say in the Family Guy
Star Wars? The Theme to Night Court star featuring John Williams.
Fact check that.
Night Court. One man, 1,000 soundtracks.
He's done it all. And like, pretty much any like soundtrack though in the '80s from like a bigger movie was like, they were fucking on point. Like Footloose, fucking Dirty Dancing.
Well,
that's like Last Dragon.
Oh yeah. And Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Right.
Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
My favorite songs.
Fucking Dawkins. Love that movie, but God, Dawkins. George Lynch, amazing guitar player. He Don Dawkins, big old dickhead.
I mean, he is. I met him before. He's a dick.
Oh, his hair is horrible. I don't understand.
Well, not only that, but he acts like he's the shit. And I'm like, no, you're not. That's why no one listens to fucking Dawkins. Sorry.
No, because he kind of looks like the mom from Nightmare on Elm Street Part. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. In Friday the 13th, Part 7, he looks like the mom from that. That's terrible. Fucking terrible.
I mean, he deserves that. He's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But George Lynch actually continues to be a decent human being. And
will mention, as far as we know.
And call out his contemporaries.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He'll call out people that are acting like dicks. I think that's the reason why him and Dawkins really aren't doing anything together.
That's actually exactly the reason.
No.
Dawkins.
I never knew how to pronounce it.
I know it's Don Dawkins' last name, but Dawkins to me just sounds like a weird name for like some sexual thing.
Yeah, that was what I always said about that band.
Get her in the Dawkins.
Like, man, we caught Andrew out back Dawkins. Like, you know, that just sounds dirty.
Get her to the
Dawkins.
What are you talking about?
It sounds like a disease. It's like, Dave, how you doing? I'm not doing so good. I think I got a Dawkins.
Yeah, it could go either way. Maybe that's the weird. That's the name. That's the definition of what the sexual term for Dawkins is. Someone who just constantly gets STDs.
That'd be terrible.
Don't mess with that. That hoe's got the Dawkins.
buy 10, get one free stamp card at the clinic. You got problems.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I'm okay.
Andrew's going to start going through the delirious part of COVID right now on the air. I went through that shit. If you go through it on the air, it's just going to be more interesting.
I'm not delirious. I'm just laughing.
Have you seen the trolls on your bed yet? They'll be there.
Oh my God, shut up. Why do I sound all high pitched?
Because you're so happy.
Let the air come in. Release the evil. Oh yeah. We forgot to mention Little Nicky. That soundtrack is amazing. The movie, it's debatable.
I love Nicky's movie. Funny.
The movie is dumb as fuck.
Oh yeah, of course. It's Adam Sandler, but
I just want to know what they did to trick Harvey Keitel into appearing in that movie.
The man likes money. Awesome.
I know, but the man's an A-lister. It's like, so, do you want to play a ridiculous role where you play Lucifer? Sure, why not?
I mean, the movie has Lucifer directing like them to shove pineapples up Hitler's ass. And that, to me, is some of the funniest shit of that movie.
Because it's just the entire gag of that movie is just to fuck with people.
stupid. It's funny. Ozzy's in it, you know?
Ozzy is what is it? The harbinger of good, which is hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, Ozzy wouldn't be the harbinger of good. But I think that's why he thought it would be funny to be, like, the opposite of what he normally is.
Oh, my God.
Social comments display here. Click on them to showcase on the screen. Oh, yeah, I wasn't supposed to read that. Oops.
What?
What?
Well, I wonder why we weren't getting any comments.
Like, did I say that shit out loud?
I don't know what's going on, man.
Are you sure you're not sick?
Oh, I know I'm not sick.
In the
I just actually watched Brain Scan.
Oh, Brain Scan's got a good soundtrack too.
Yeah,
that's a damn good one. I love that movie. He
throws in some Primus and starts dancing and shit. That shit's great.
Yeah, that's nice. Great.
I'm surprised. Uh oh.
That was me.
I was gonna say. That
okay.
There
we're
we
being
go.
Invaded already.
Live now. Comment away.
I'm surprised that Chuck hasn't figured out there's a horror movie with a Slayer song in it yet.
I mean, there's a few of them, but
like what?
I can't really remember.
I'm surprised.
I don't know.
I've never watched the movie, but I always wanted to. It's a movie based off of Chemical Wedding, which is based off of an Iron Maiden movie, and it's starring Bruce Dickinson. Like, yeah, Bruce Dickinson has his solo album, and it's based off of that, and there's music from Bruce Dickinson. And he also has a movie with Anton LaVey where he stars in the movie. I'm like, is he a good actor? I'm curious.
No. You're thinking of Crowley. He didn't do a movie with Anton LaVey.
Crowley? Okay.
Yeah, he made a movie about Crowley. Crowley.
I heard it
was... Yeah, it wasn't Anton LaVey. He was dead a long time before that movie came out.
Okay. I heard it was... It was interesting.
I'm liking the sound.
Okay, skeleton, jeez.
I'm waiting for where's the cricket one?
Yeah, where's the cricket?
So, that's what I'm saying. Maybe get like a way to like adjust different.
You're gonna find it when I start talking.
I don't know what's going on.
But no, since I'm not
that wasn't
at
it.
Work and in quarantine, you guys should suggest some movies I should watch when I'm not being. Doing fucking anything.
I got an idea. Get Shudder.
Yeah. Andrew should definitely get Shudder. You'll have time to catch up.
Sponsored
by Shudder.
They just put a lot of their shit on there. It's dope.
Well, I'll tell you what actually like spawned the whole idea about talking about music and movies is that Metal Lords on Netflix.
That was dope.
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
So compared to Studio 666, which one was better?
They're two different movies. One of them's a horror comedy. The other one's not.
Because Tom Morello is actually behind Metal Lords for people that didn't know.
Yeah, he's in it too.
Really?
There's a pretty cool scene that I won't ruin. That has like four or five really bad. Like I was completely like a kid. I was like, yeah, man.
That's what I said. I was like,
there's also awesome cameos. Sweet. Let me guess. Is Henry Rollins in it?
No.
No, that'd be dope though.
Yeah. Damn.
But I won't give it away.
Okay.
But
thrashing them drums by the end of that movie though. He put it. So that kid was thrashing drums.
Yeah, dude, like, it's this thing. At first, I was watching it, and right off the gate, Hunter, the metalhead dude, I couldn't stand him.
He was a little bit.
He was a bit much. I've known people like that back when I was in high school that made it very difficult to, like, do anything musically with them.
Right.
And there is a part of the movie that makes me crack up more than it probably should. And it's, and I won't ruin anything, but let's just say somebody's dressed up in black metal, coarse paint.
Coarse paint. There we go.
I keep hearing myself of an echo. No, I don't. Okay, now it's gone. Good.
Yeah, coarse paint, and then what else?
And he gets kicked. He gets hit in the nuts, and falls over, and it's fucking hilarious. Like the movie, there's a lot of truth to this movie too. If anybody was in bands when they were in high school,
okay, I like that thing.
But I tell you, they have a pretty badass band by the end of it, though, don't they? Yeah. Like it's pretty. It's a good one. It's pretty cool, and it's pretty fast paced too.
Is it it's starting to sound like School of Rock, only not with Jack Black?
No, it's about kids that want to start a band, and then they find there's problems and shit.
That's Summer of 84 now, I guess you don't have Shudder. But anyway.
It's a good one.
It was kind of like a Stranger Things type feel, like shit that takes place long ago, but...
Okay.
Like shit that you kind of like grew up and remember.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Summer 84 movie.
I'll definitely watch that, and then I'll get really... And then I'll get really sad and watch The Dark Tower. Yeah. The Dark Crystal like TV series. I heard that was sad, but good.
Justin says, "How can you talk soundtracks and miss Suspiria? Goblin is the best." I was getting to that, but we hadn't gotten really to scores that much yet. What's up, Shani? What movie are we talking? We're talking soundtracks.
Yes. Pretty much.
And we've mentioned quite a few.
The music that makes the movies. That's what we're doing tonight in the video store. Thank you for listening.
I haven't watched Suspiria, so yeah.
Suspiria's good. Not the new one. The original one. It's
Hey,
it's
I like Radiohead.
Huh?
I said the guy behind Radiohead and like a bunch of other side projects does the music for the new Suspiria.
Oh.
I keep thinking of Suburbia.
Oh my god, I fucking love Suburbia. Suburbia.
Which
too.
One though? Which one?
Oh no, not Suburbia. I'm thinking of The Burbs. My fault.
Well, The Burbs is a good one too.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
Suburbia. You talking about with like the guy who gets drunk like in his van, and dude goes back into town because he made it like he's like a singer songwriter dude and shit. Or are you talking about the other one?
There's another one.
There's two Suburbias. And one of them is about like a bunch of punks who they got a buddy that pretty much went off to be a rich rock star because of being kind of a prick. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Not many people know about that movie. I can't, no one ever knows about it. So I'm glad.
Chick in that movie?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a damn good movie. I've got it on VHS.
Yes, The Burbs is amazing. We were just watching Men at Work before we came on here.
Work it, man, I haven't watched that in years.
Work it.
That's a good one.
Song stuck out of my head.
Let's see.
Natural Born Killers was a good one.
Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers is a great soundtrack.
Behind your glasses too.
I thought that said HBK.
HBK.
Heartbreak Kid.
It's Dave's life soundtrack.
Right. That sweet chin music, baby. Andrew does it to everybody he meets. He just walks over, cock, gets him. But no, Natural Born Killers is a damn good soundtrack for many reasons. And one of the main reasons is because Trent Reznor is the one that like produced the fucking thing.
And it's got some of the coolest from the movie.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Soundtrack. So whenever you pop the soundtrack in, it's almost like you're watching the movie, which was interesting.
There's some damn good ones.
I didn't know he did the soundtrack. Makes sense.
Like that. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Pulp Fiction was like that too.
Fear and Loathing was like that.
Okay, yeah. Here's one that you wouldn't think about. Man on Fire has an amazing soundtrack.
Also, the Denzel Washington movie. The Denzel Washington movie.
Yeah.
Trent Reznor did the soundtrack?
I know.
Parts of it, yeah.
I did not know this.
Well, this is one of this is when he was like putting out stuff from The Fragile, when The Fragile was still out, and it wasn't like anything when he was sober.
Michael Douglas. Did anybody say anything about Michael Douglas?
No.
What Trent are you talking about, Sandy?
Michael Douglas.
Oh, wait. Are you thinking? Are you?
What? You know, Trent Reznor and Michael Douglas, they look the same.
No, I feel like you might have thought that Man on Fire was. Yeah, Falling Down. Okay, I was right about that.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, too, at first.
And that's a damn good movie.
Or that one fucking Wesley Snipes movie. And I mean,
Purple Rain. Hey, Purple Rain is an amazing soundtrack.
Well, yeah, it's Prince.
Oh, yeah, look at that shit. Yeah.
Pancakes, bitches.
You can't really go wrong with a Prince album, especially that soundtrack.
I almost watched that shit yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I actually did. It was on HBO Max.
Yeah, that's where
I'm watching. I was jamming out to some of the soundtrack yesterday, actually, while I was rearranging my studio back here.
Soundtrack's so good.
Prince was just
Repo Man.
Even like the Batman soundtrack.
Wait, you mean Repo Man or just Repo, Justin? JB? Because there's Repo, the opera one, and then there's Repo Man that had...
I have a feeling that Justin would hate the Repo, the Genetic Opera soundtrack, so I'm just going to go with the Repo Man movie.
I'm going to say he probably likes the Repo Opera movie, actually.
Really?
It's a weird one. I mean, the guy's favorite movie is Cannibal Holocaust. So Repo Man with Emilio Estevez. Okay.
I thought so. I'm sure Repo than
he likes both though. So
I just feel like I wasn't sure if like Repo the Genetic Opera was like below things. Well, a lot of people in the theater community kind of like bash the movie, and I'm just like, have you seen some musicals now? Not all of your musicals are good.
there's maybe five musicals I can stand. I mean, that's another thing. Talking music and movies.
Wow, really? Iggy Pop and Black Flag? I need to check this movie out.
Actually, the Freddy's Dead soundtrack was actually really good too. That Iggy Pop song I told
you. Yeah, that was a good one. Not to mention that Goo Goo Dolls had song on there. Yeah, that was back when they actually had some good shit.
Yeah, that was
believe it or not.
1990.
No, I remember their first album was actually really good. And then
when they first came out, their first album was on Metal Blade Records.
Yeah, like what? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Goo Goo Dolls early stuff, you're just like, we're the Goo Goo Dolls too.
No, not really. It was they really didn't change the sound at all. It's because Metal Blade at first started out as just a record label. They didn't really have just metal, like it was just it was like Metal Blade, like, we'll just put out your shit and end up being like a metal thing. Because they didn't really change their sound at all. They never cut a guttural at all. I don't know where you heard that. That's ridiculous.
This is also an educational show.
I never thought that Metal Blade just started out as just a regular, record label, yeah.
Yeah, it's all
about fun. Oh my god, I love the Pixies, but I'm really fucking tired of seeing that goddamn song being fucking covered in every goddamn movie.
It is true. But that is a good one. I didn't like that movie, but that is a good one.
No, I know, but seriously, how many movies cover Where Is My Mind? Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty over and over.
Yeah, it is.
I've heard it covered a lot, like recently. Like the last couple of years, it seems like it's been covered like 100 times.
Yes, thank you. It's just
Justin said, "Listen to the cover before you talk shit."
No, the Pixies literally have more songs than just one fucking song.
They do, but if somebody does a good cover of the song, you can't really get shitty about it. It's a good one. It's a good one. You should go check it out. You might like it. You never know. I mean, you might actually really dig it. You never know.
And you might
turn like, Vince Vaughn there for a second.
Thank you for telling me about this, Chuck. Thank you for
it's kind of like way. Look like you're waiting to watch a remake, so you're sketched out to begin with, and then once it's over, you're like,
okay. Well, if I'm then that's good.
It's like I was sketched out whenever I fucking heard the remake for Cry Little Sister by Aiden, and I was just like, eh, and then it kind of grew on me.
Well, Cry Little Sister by freaking Corey Feldman is pretty fucking awesome. Just saying.
Yeah, he definitely is.
It's like the only thing that he's did that's actually not that bad.
his weird ass angel band is just like something to be desired if you're not actually, into
Corey Feldman kick last night and watched that and the fucking Ascension Millennium video and a few other songs he did.
That song will get stuck in your head.
Wait, Ascension Millennium? I need to check this out then.
Oh, God, go do it.
Like, take a break. Like, come back and let us know. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'll do that later.
I'll do that later.
It's funny. It even has Sean Astin in it. They do like a little fucking Goonies holler.
So do they have an actual album or is it just a bunch of songs they did?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's fucking okay. Great.
Need to Google this now.
Cry, little sister.
Thou shalt not fall. Thank you.
Oh my God! Shut up.
Love it. Manson's version of that song actually was pretty good. It only took him like fucking 20 years to cover it. I mean, like I've been saying from the beginning, yeah, Manson should cover "Cry Little Sister."
Yeah, you think he would cover that song when he was with the Spooky Kids?
Who has a box set?
Yeah,
Corey Feldman does.
Yeah,
really? He does. Of what?
I think that's what he's talking about.
Of what? Music or what? Movie?
Of one song?
How does he have a box set? I've heard one song. Well, two.
Yeah, Corey Feldman. Okay, I would say Corey Feldman probably has a long list of songs recorded. I would say so.
He's only 50? God, I thought he was older.
Phantasm had a pretty cool soundtrack, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's more of a score more than a soundtrack. Yeah. I mean, but so yeah,
yes, though,
yeah, like, all John Carpenter.
I mean, yeah,
like, soundtrack.
I'm terrified. There's so many Lost Boys like sequels. There shouldn't be any more than just the one movie.
Yeah,
go watch them. Yeah. Go watch them and get back to me.
He's in more movies than I thought he was. Wow.
You need to go watch that video.
Yeah.
Go watch. Pull that shit up. No. We'll get fucking taken down. God knows.
Corey Feldman will come after us with his lawyers.
Dressed like Michael Jackson.
I mean, he's dead now, so.
I had a... Who? Oh, Michael Jackson?
Yeah,
actually, I beg to differ. I think he's still
alive. Oh, my God.
I think he's still alive. I mean, there's a video of him getting out of his own fucking... his own coroner van, okay? Believe me, the guy's still alive.
Sure.
It makes sense. He's living his whole life. He's just terrorized like by people.
And Andy Kaufman.
Let's get the fuck out.
Yes.
They're all still alive. Nobody actually dies. They're still alive.
Sure. Kurt Cobain, you can find him in the Batman movie.
We have a customer. The customer's in the store. Mastermind.
Yo, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yo, what's up, my brothers?
Welcome to the store. You're our first official guest.
Yeah,
we're moving up in the world.
Hopefully, you don't think our show sucks that much.
So let me ask
Ron, the ridiculously talented, probably the hardest working man on the internet. He has like 10,000 shows. Check out his Facebook page, Instagram, and YouTube channel.
Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you. Yeah. So let me ask you something. Is it an actual video store?
Yes.
I get asked that all the time.
Kind of like Blockbuster almost.
Yeah, but we never had any customers. We were bored, so we decided to do a podcast, and here we are.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's actually pretty dope. We actually need another Blockbuster around or some type of actual video store. I'm a digital person, but you know, we need some physical too.
I miss those days. Yeah.
Okay, so Corey Feldman has multiple albums out. Wow.
Now, I heard y'all mention Pink Panther earlier. I like Pink Panther.
Yeah.
I was actually singing that theme song right before I came on. Yeah, he did that thing, DJ.
It's a classic thing, man. It's a classic.
There you go.
Cool, Daddy. Cool.
Hey, you remember the Pink Panther game? They had an actual Pink Panther game on Super Nintendo.
Oh, really? I think we had it. I think we played it.
It was a hard game.
I think y'all, yeah, I think I seen y'all playing it before.
I must have blocked that out.
I don't know how I remember that shit, because you know how bad my fucking memory is.
Okay, yeah, apparently the new box set Love Left 2.0 celebrates the early years of his music career. Dude, 1986 to 94.
When's it come out, though?
94.
It comes out. Oh, it's only limited to 500 copies in physical formats, and it's only being able to be ordered by CoreyFeldman.net. That's fucking brilliant.
Well, that's because people got to go to shit, didn't they?
He can't even sell it in stores. He's like, I'm just going to put it on my website.
Well, he needs a better thing to go along with it. Because, like Gene Simmons, like, they put out the Kiss safe. Okay, and for like $5,000 or whatever it is, or some shit, or maybe it's more than that. Like, he would actually fly to your house with security and everything, and deliver this safe, this Kiss safe, to you at your doorstep.
That's fucking.
No,
the guy was a marketing genius. I will say that about him.
He will put Kiss's name on anything.
Yep.
Any fucking thing.
I was never a Kiss fan.
Me neither, but I'll say, like, he knew how to market.
Coffins, underwear.
Hey, Dimebag Darrell's buried in a Kiss coffin that was donated. And so was Vinnie Paul.
Everyone knows that, though. That's common knowledge, or at least it should be.
I'm not saying they can't do that. I just don't like Kiss.
Nothing at all? No Kiss at all?
I like Thunder Gun. That's about it.
But you don't like
Love Gun.
God of Thunder.
Yeah, Love Gun.
Thunder Gun.
Love Gun's a good album. Destroyer's a good album. Dress to Kill's a good album. Psycho Circus is even a good album.
You need to Dress to Kill.
And then, like, my mom and them had records whenever I was growing up. And then I threw in another Kiss album. Then I heard Beth, and I was like, what the fuck?
We won't talk about Beth. We won't talk about Beth.
Now I heard one of y'all mention a single.
Beth, I hear you calling. Like, why the fuck did you think it was a good idea to let him sing? Like, I mean, it was bad enough that they all got their own fucking albums. But we already heard his. We didn't need him singing more. And then he did it again on Psycho Circus.
But unpopular opinion or not, I think Paul Stanley was the best singer out of all of them.
What's his name?
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley. Now, I'll tell you what. That guy has some pipes on him. Yeah, he has some pipes on him. If you watch the MTV Unplugged during the song "I Still Love You," he hits this high note for like 3 minutes, man, or some shit, and it's just like fucking crazy. He just starts stomping his foot around and shit because he doesn't want to stop. It's like, fuck.
He crazy. Can't sing like that anymore, but he can still sing better than anything that they're doing now.
But the thing is, I always prefer Gene's vocals just because I like that more deeper, you know.
Janie says,
Domino! Domino! Domino!
They were in the Detroit
Red Sox. Oh, yeah!
That was a dope movie.
Oh, they were also on Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack.
No, they were.
So was Promise.
Speaking of music movies, no one's mentioned Crossroads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with Steve Vai.
You talking about like soundtracks to movies, or are you just talking about just music in general?
Pretty much music in general at this point, in movies. In movies, yeah.
But no, Crossroads had that amazing collaboration with Steve Vai and then whoever was playing the guitar for
Ralph Macchio.
Because Ralph Macchio was not playing that.
I'm gonna tell you who got some dope ass music. Y'all may be sleeping on anime. Anime shows got some amazing ass music.
Oh no, it does. Attack on Titan. Why do their theme songs have to be so badass?
Man, anime got some of the best music, man. And I heard somebody mention earlier. What's the name you said?
I said Bleach is 100 different anime openings.
Oh yeah, true. Sometimes they kind of throw you off when they have so many of them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, why you got so many nice hits?
Why is the season this a half?
Interesting. We are in the presence. We have three genres of music on the show tonight. So this is interesting. We got metal, we got electronic, and we got hip hop. So
I mean,
a lot of different perspectives here.
I mean, they all kind of go together. I mean, there's a lot of mixes in those things.
They definitely do. Like hip hop is literally the birth of a lot of different genres.
Like, I think that if the three of you work together, you could get some crazy, like some really good shit.
I'm always down.
Are you just trying to get just trying to have as many people collaborating?
Well, I wasn't trying to at first, but then when like I saw it, I was like,
So totally off topic. I just got to throw this out here. My mom has tried to call me like four times now. And I've just got a weather alert. My mom's texted me too. Apparently I've got a really bad weather storm coming like in my area. So there's a good possibility that I might get cut off at some point and just it's just, that's the worst of it.
But did you die?
Not yet.
Like a tornado type thing? Like what are they?
Yeah. Called? Like there's like earlier, like it was, the wind was picking up and shit. So
what part of town? What part of state you stay in? Where you at? What location?
I'm in good old KY.
KY.
Kentucky.
Well, you're from Alabama too, aren't you? You're from Alabama, aren't you?
Yeah, down south.
Share the KY.
Yeah.
Yeah, the windstorms ain't no joke, man. Like the weather down here's been crazy, man. Like
yeah, I'm in the good Baltimore.
Yeah.
The 410.
No, I mean, I'm just glad it ain't snow and shit, which apparently Shaney's been pounded lately. yeah, that shit gets fucking creepy, man, because like the sky gets all like Armageddon-ish. And yeah, like everything starts flying around at you. Like I can't keep my fucking trash in my yard. I've got other people's trash in my yard.
I hate that shit, and you have to go out to the yard and scoop your trash up.
I shit you not. For about 8 months, okay, there was a trash bag on the side of my yard that was not mine, and I fucking did not pick it up. I finally, it was sticking in my like my grass, and finally I eventually picked it up. But 8 months, I wouldn't even go near it because I was so like anal about it. I was like, it's not my trash. I think somebody needs to come by just pick this shit up.
Okay, so since we have our first guest, what's your pick for music and movies?
Oh man, I don't, at the moment I can't really think of too much because I don't watch too many movies. I kind of been slipping on movies, man.
That's okay. You can say anything current, anything old school,
soundtracks.
That's why I mentioned anime because I've been on a lot of anime. So, I will say Black Panther. Black Panther has some really dope music. A recent y'all had said something else on the show. I was like, yo, that's one of my favorites too. Can't think of the name of it at the moment, but a lot of like adventure movies also have like some really like, you know what I'm saying, some really dope music too. And tell you somebody else got some like dope music, like those little romantic movies. I don't really like romantic movies, but you know what I'm saying, if you just in those mushy modes and you just, you know what I'm saying, fire you up one, you get to sitting back and listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Should be pretty dope because you get to hear all of the instruments and shit into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a what's those guys that like direct the music and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like to listen to a lot of the instruments and shit in the music. So in movies, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening for all of that shit. The drums, the pianos, the fucking percussions, this, that. I sit there like Link doing that shit to my damn self. So, you know.
It depends on my mood. But I think we all collectively agreed that Armageddon is one movie that we don't like.
Fuck Armageddon.
Oh, that song. I hate that song.
I hate Aerosmith.
And it's full circle because we sent it in our very first episode. Boom!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do vote. Yeah. Was it first or second episode?
Yeah. Fuck that first movie. Episode. No, no.
Fuck that band.
Fuck
that.
And that song got played all the time.
It really did.
God, it was so bad.
I think I hated that song more than the Titanic song, because at least the Titanic song didn't come on all the time.
Man, you know, I played replay.
We played a show on Saturday.
We played a show on Saturday.
The wind storm got him. He twisted back.
You're back.
Okay.
You're alive.
Yeah, for right now. Shit's getting crazy here, guys. It's getting fucking crazy here. The frog people are after me.
They're using their ray gun to control the weather.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
But the other night when we were playing a show, like when we were taking a second after one of our songs, I started singing the Titanic song. And it was funny because everybody liked it. All six people. It was a great show. Well, it was a fun show, but there could have been more people.
Let me ask y'all quick. So you mentioned the Titanic. You remember in the Titanic where they was in the fucking, they hit the fucking iceberg. Can I curse on here? Of course we can curse.
Yeah.
So hit the fucking iceberg, and you know, I don't know, I ain't too good with names, but she left them on the fucking, they was floating on the little ice.
Exactly, my boy Jack was in the fucking ice.
Fuck her.
It's not a romantic movie. It's a fucking horror movie.
I did not realize when that movie came out, I would have never thought in a million years that years later that people would hate her so much for that fucking scene. It's fucking hilarious that people
actually finally
because she is a bitch.
Realize, oh wait, that wasn't romantic. She fucking left them on the goddamn
man. She must have never heard of body temperatures, body heat. They could have kept themselves warm, fucked on that door.
You
could have laid on his back, and she could have just climbed on top of him. They could have just balled up or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could have just cuddled, because I don't know. I don't know if you've ever been in Antarctic fucking waters and tried to fuck. It's really hard to have your dick get that way when you're slowly dying. Like, I don't know, but yeah, they could. There's so many things they could have. No, that was kind of stupid. Yeah, I'll just die for you, and that's in the death of every good man. There's usually a woman behind it.
Now, wait. Now you said music on movie. We cannot skip over
our podcast,
that nice ass band. That was on that boat. Now you can't skip over that.
When
the boat was fucking sinking.
Oh yeah,
the music. How that cane just broke out. That shit was dope. Like, how many people you know can fucking perform like that when a fucking boat is sinking? And they were still going. Someone was like, let me leave. No, bro, I'm staying to the last. Fuck it. Keep playing, Jimmy. Like, he kept going. You know what I'm saying? How many people you know can do that?
The show must go on.
It's been an honor playing with you, gentlemen, this evening.
You know, I think if you could change the music in Titanic, you could make it a horror movie.
Yeah, you kind of can. Ooh, what if they do like a spinoff of the Titanic to where the people that, like, you know what I'm saying, where you're fighting zombies and shit on the Titanic. Now I'm thinking about some Call of Duty zombies and shit. But, like, the people that died in the Titanic, what if they try to, you like a spinoff or something to the movie or something? I think it'd be pretty dope and turn into like a horror movie or some shit to where the people, kind of like, what was that movie? Ghost Ship? Y'all remember Ghost Ship?
Yeah. I like that one actually. That's one of the coolest openings.
Yeah.
Like that fucking thing goes through and just fucking kills everybody.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Sandstorm got somebody.
I don't know what happened to Andrew. He just disappeared.
Maybe he's a magician. Oh, there you go.
He's gone. We lost him. Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's back.
Is it really him though?
Or is it an imposter? I see ya.
Nope. What is it? Are you doing that, Dave? Or are you doing that?
He got the soundboard and the master board. And everything.
You're going to have to take this thing from me.
Fucking Obi-Wan over here has the fucking power, so he's getting.
Net.
I think that's my favorite one.
That's great. Yeah.
you gotta have a 50 Cent one.
If you can find a Cypress Hill one, that'd be really cool.
Oh my god, Insane the Membrane.
Hits from the Bong. I want to get high. Doctor Green Thumb. Calling Doctor Green Thumb.
I'm sure it's just going to be some popular thing. So it's probably going to be insane.
Earlier, we got to get the opening to Raining Blood.
Yeah. Well, I did. It just sounded dirty.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. Did this one right here for you. I think we spoke about this before. How do y'all feel about who plays the Riddler in Batman? Like, I like Jim Carrey playing the Riddler in Batman.
It depends what the movie is.
Like, the new Batman Forever, is out now.
For Batman Forever, Jim Carrey was a good pick. For this one, yeah. For Matt Reeves one, Paul Dano was perfect.
Paul Dano was so good.
See, I haven't seen the new one. The new one.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either. I can't say anything else other than it's fucking beautiful. It's so good.
Oh yeah.
The Riddler from Batman Forever was more like the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if that's what you're going for,
Paul Gorshin. Yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah,
but if you're going for like, if you want to like add the realism like Matt Reeves did, make it more like the Zodiac Killer, make it more like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be right back, guys. I gotta do something.
Yeah, Paul Dano literally delivered his best thing since fucking like There Will Be Blood.
I always remember him from The Girl Next Door.
It's hard to believe that he was in romantic comedies.
Yeah.
Just he looks like he would just be playing crazy people all the time.
But he does it so well.
He's really like playing crazy people all the time.
The crazy, crazy white guy.
So they'd be like, hey, we got a role for crazy people. You're it.
I don't know how I'd feel about that, but I guess if you're getting paid, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you something about Batman. Music. Wait, before you go back, man, I hate Batman deep ass voice, man. I hate that shit, man. Why? It's his voice so fucking deep. I think y'all spoke about it on your last episode of your podcast.
Well, the new Batman.
And I was like, yo, I hate that shit.
Well, because, I mean, Christian Bale, I think they went, well, no, little, the, I think the new he went Batman, over the top with it.
That's what's best about it.
But I think like Michael Keaton changed his voice, but it wasn't over the top like that.
Mm.
I think it sounded good, but I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Well, no,
So you're saying the new one is not like that?
No, he actually uses like you like your own voice. It's not like the rabbits.
Are you okay?
He's dying.
It's like they just bad or anything.
And I actually like Ben Affleck's voice. Whatever that was he used to change his voice a little bit. I thought that sounded cool. But I know what you're saying.
I thought Ben Affleck sounded great.
Yeah, I think the Christian Bale growl was a little much, though. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Boy, it's way too deep. Like, you can't even understand what he's saying. Like, huh?
Yeah, sorry. Everybody's internet connection is acting a little goofy.
Yeah, true. And we have tornadoes and shit out of nowhere. One minute it's cold, next minute it's hot. Then they say, hey, tornado on the way. What the fuck? Right. It's crazy, man. That's
the outside. Yep. And then there were three.
The weather kicked him too. Oh, no.
Everybody's getting kicked out. Storm is a brewing.
A storm is a brewing. Everybody's getting kicked out.
What's that time, y'all? Then?
Yeah, we might clock out for the evening.
Oh no, y'all in Oregon?
Maryland.
Barely.
So we might clock out for the evening, folks. But hey, fear not. Join us again next Wednesday night.
Yep. I appreciate you having me, Dave.
Yes, sir. We'll have to do this again. It's been a minute.
Chad, my brother.
It's nice finally putting a face with the name.
Right.
Check out Mastermind's stuff.
Yes,
it's available on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And also, well, Chuck's not here, but check out Chuck's band, Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat.
Master Sons of a Judas Cult.
And Andrew's band, Dream State Nightmare. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram as well. For the video store, I'm Dave.
Chad.
Thank you for joining us. Good night.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.